Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Let me ask you this simple question. Can you call on the name of Jesus? Can you just give God all the praise, give him all the glory because he is worthy? Like, we are so blessed to see another day. We are so blessed to experience another day, to experience the hand of God over our life. And if you don't feel like the hand of God is over your life, my friend, just take a look in the mirror. Take a look in the mirror and see your beautiful face and say thank you. Take a look in the mirror and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for how far you have brought me from. Thank you, Lord, for all you are doing in this very moment. And thank you, Lord, for what you are going to do for me in the future. So wherever you're at right now, just give God a hand clap of praise because he is worthy, because he is the Lord of all. He is our all and all. He is the Lord of everything. He is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Like, I could go on and on all morning about the Lord because he's just that good. He's just that good. So let's get into it, y'all. This is going to be a beautiful week. We just declare and decree right now that it is going to be a beautiful week. We just thank God for the unexpected blessings that are going to come our way. God, we thank you for laying the path for us and even the path we don't even see, Lord. We thank you for making it clear for us, meaning giving us clarity and letting us know that this is the path that we are supposed to take at this appointed time, meaning at this specific season of our life. So let's jump right on in. So this past weekend, y'all always know I'm asking the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to share with your people? Where do you want me to share with your people on our Monday morning calls? What do you want me to share? And so he always is revealing things to me. I believe it was on Saturday, I was riding in a car with my family, and I was looking on Kev on stage. If y'all don't follow Kev on stage, then go ahead and follow him. He's super funny. But anyways, he's like a Christian comedian. But he had posted something that he had shared on a podcast. And he has said, every win you see is built on losses you didn't. I'm going to say that again. Every win you see is built on losses you didn't. And when I tell you that phrase hits me so hard, I said, oh, I was in a car. My husband was like, what's going on? I was like, this hit me so hard. So I let him listen to the clip too. And so we was listening together and we was just like, amen to that. And then yesterday on Sunday, I was listening to Rock City, located in Birmingham, Alabama. And that is Pastor Mike Jr.'s church. And guess what, y'all? I'm up there listening to the sermon, minding my business, you know, worshiping the Lord and all. And here, Pastor Mike Jr. say the exact same thing. He said, every win you see was built on a loss you didn't see. And I said, Lord, I know. This is not by coincidence. It is not by coincidence that I heard this yesterday and that I've heard it today. And so we gonna go with it. If this is what you want me to talk to the people about this morning, this is what we're going to talk about. And so, my friends, let me give you the phrase that the Lord literally smacked in my weekend. Let me give you the phrase that the Lord smacked in my face, not just once, but twice this weekend. And it is, every win you see was built on a loss you didn't see. And so I really sat this morning in my quiet time, and really thought about what this statement was saying to me and why it hit me so hard. I really had to dissect it. And so here is what I wrote down in my quiet time to share with you. When I think about this statement, the words themselves hit me so hard. It's a statement that places you in reflection mode. Just imagine yourself being in reflection mode, just reflecting on the things of life, everything that has transpired in your life thus far, like a movie reel passing by your eyes, right? Like a movie reel. Just imagine, like right now, your life just, you know, literally flashing by in a movie reel. So that's what the type of reflection mode I'm referring to. And so with that type of reflection mode going on, you have this soundtrack in your mind. And I want to walk you through the soundtrack. What song first played in my mind? I had to go old school with it, right? The first song that popped in my mind as the reflection mode was, or the reflection reel, excuse me, the reflection reel, that sounds so much better. The reflection reel was passing before my eyes is the song, If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? And I'm going to give you the little tune that's behind it. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? So that song was playing in my head, playing in the background as I was reflecting through my life. As I was reflecting and thinking on that phrase, every win you see was built on a loss you didn't see. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know about y'all, but if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be, right? So another song that was playing in the background on the soundtrack of the reflection reel, another song that would be playing is, everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. And if you don't know that song, let me share with you how it go. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Oh, yes, he did it. And if y'all ain't heard that song, that's a real old school song, right? But really, everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Oh, yes, he did it. And so when you think about the phrase, every win you see was built on a loss you didn't see, woo! If it wasn't for the Lord that was on my side and everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. And so I was going through the reflection reel, little things in my life that God was revealing to me, just popping up in my mind. So another song on the reflection reel of the soundtrack would go like this. You don't know my story. And this is the song that I played during the jam session. But you don't know my story, for if you did, you would lift up your hands. And so a part of that song, and keeping on with the soundtrack, the part of that song said at the end, life and favor upon me, he brought me out. And so we thank God for bringing us out of the situations because of the favor that he is presented to us in life, because of the favor he has shown us throughout our life. He has brought us out of situations situations that we never even thought that we would be brought out from. Mm. And I know for a fact, if some of you are listening right now, that you're in a situation, you're like, God, I don't know how we're going to get out of this. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this situation. But let me tell you, the favor upon you, that the favor that is upon you, the favor that is emphasis on you, the favor that is on your life, He's going to bring you out. He's going to deliver you from whatever it is that you may be in the midst of right now, which is such good news. And so another song on the soundtrack of this reflection reel, my friends, is "Oh, How Precious Is the Name of Jesus." So I had to play that too on the jam session. "Oh, how precious is the name of Jesus. I know He'll pick you up every time you fall. His name is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." It's just something about that name of Jesus, my friends. Something about the name of Jesus. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. His name is so precious. And so Jesus, let me remind you of who He is. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, my friends. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the author and the finisher of our story. Like the song I said previously on the reflection reel soundtrack, you don't know my story. So when you think about that phrase, "Every wing you see was built on a loss you didn't see," this statement falls in the hot zone. It falls in the hot zone. And HOT, my friends, is an acronym. It's an acronym that stands for honest, open, and transparent. Honest, open, and transparent. And when you know that it's in the hot zone, when you know this statement is in the hot zone, that means there's full of vulnerability there. That means that you're in a vulnerable spot. When you say a statement like that, when you say "every wing you see was built on a loss you didn't see," that's from a vulnerable place. It's from a vulnerable place. It's a statement full of humility. A statement full of humility. Humility, my friends. A statement full of humility. A statement full of you expressing how humble you are, how humble you are to be in the presence of the Lord, how humble you are to know that the Lord was by your side every step of the way, how humble you are to even proclaim that the Lord was by your side every step of the way. And so in my quiet time, I go on to talk about, well, write down, it's a statement one would say privately to someone or say publicly to people. And it expresses that you see my elevation. It expresses that you see my elevation, or rather, you see my victory, but the journey to experience the victory wasn't easy. But through it all, God was with me. So through it all, God was with you. Through it all, God was with you. God was with us. And it could be so many things, too many to list. But God, God was with you to hold you up, to place your feet on solid ground, to be your rock, to be your firm foundation, especially when it looked like you were surrounded by chaos and the enemy schemes. But how many of you know? How many of you know it's not what it looks like? It's not what it looks like. This is the part where you insert "I laugh" in the enemy's face. It's not what it looks like. And I might say that again. This is the part where you insert "I'm laughing" in the enemy's face. It may look like you're surrounded by chaos, but when you know the God you serve, you know you're always surrounded by who? him. You're always surrounded by him. And so I don't know where you're at this morning, but I want you to repeat after me. God don't play about me. Mm. God don't play about me. And say it even louder. God don't play about me. And we know, my friends, and I'm bringing it all full circle, because of course I got to share some scripture with you. When I read the statement, every win you see was built on a loss you didn't see. And after really dissecting and what it was, why it hit me so hard, the verses that came to mind was Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And last time I checked, my friends, we are on this call, number one, because we love God. Mm. We love God. And we just declare and decree that he will orchestrate everything in our life. He will orchestrate every footstep that we take this very week. And so, again, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called. Yes, we are called according to his purpose. In another verse, my friends, that aligned with this very statement after I dissected it was Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6, and that states, I am convinced. And this is from the Amplified version. I am convinced and confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will continue to perfect and complete it until the day of Christ Jesus, the time of his return. Woo! In Jesus' name, amen, right? Amen on that. And then last but not least, scripture that came to my mind was 1 John 4:4. It says, little children, again, this is from the Amplified version. And I love reading from the Amplified version because why were I amped for Jesus? We amped for Jesus. And so it says, little children, believers, dear ones, you are of God and you belong to him and have already overcome them, the agents of the Antichrist, because he who is in you is greater than he who is the enemy, who is in the world of sinful mankind. So greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. How many of y'all can just declare and decree that this morning? How many of y'all can just declare and decree that? So I just pray as you go through this work week that you will reflect on this statement. And honestly, I'm going to challenge you to dissect that statement and to really see what it means to you. What does it mean to you? Because it hit me so hard. And I know it didn't hit me so hard just by coincidence. And God didn't present it to me twice on this weekend just by, you know, coincidence. No, not at all. So the assignment for you this week is to dissect what the statement, every win you see was built on a loss you didn't see. It's so good. So that is the homework. That is your marching orders. And I pray that you do it. And when you do it and dissect what it means to you, I pray that you get so many aha moments, so many ta-da moments, like, ooh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you for covering me in every single circumstance. All right, you all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice this morning. Lord, I ask that you continuously stir up the gifts on the inside of them, Lord, and give them the holy boldness that they need in order to execute on the assignment that you have given them, Lord, let them know that it is their time. It is their time to come out, Lord, and to be bold and to share their gifts with the world. Because, and remind them that when they share their gifts with the world, they're glorifying you. They're giving you all the glory. They're letting you shine your light through them, Lord, and to ultimately draw more people towards you, Lord. That is the goal, to draw more people towards you in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for lifting us up this morning. We thank you for encouraging us. We thank you for motivating us. We thank you for pushing us in the direction that we need to go. God, we fully surrender our will and accept your real will right now in the name of Jesus. God, as we continue to reflect on how good you have been to us over these years that you have given us in your earthly realm, we just continue to say thank you, and we're grateful for you continuously protecting us, continuously giving us a hedge of protection around our bodies, continuously dispatching your angels to surround our bodies, to surround every vehicle that we may be in, whether it's train, plane, boat. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you. Whether it's a car, Lord, we thank you for just dispatching your angels to protect us every step that we take, God. We thank you, Lord. God, we thank you for being able to fully focus in this season, to fully focus on whatever it is that you called us to do, Lord. God, we thank you for allowing us to be a blessing to others. Lord, we thank you. Whether it's financially, whether it's just us listening to those that need a listening ear in this season, God, we thank you for using us and using us to the fullest, God. God, we thank you for everything that you have given us, every word that you have downloaded on the inside of us, on the inside of us, God. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for allowing us to reflect on the scriptures, Romans 8:28. God, the scriptures, Philippians 1:6, and the scripture, 1 John 4:4. And God, we just pray that we will reflect on those throughout the week and be encouraged and be reminded how good you are to us, and that you have called us for a time such as this, and that greater is he is that is within me than he that is within the world. So God, we thank you. We thank you for reigning supreme over our life, God. And we cherish every moment that we have with you and on this earthly realm. God, we ask that you protect our family members. We ask that you place a hedge of protection over them as well. God, we thank you for your favor upon our lives, God. The grace that you have upon our lives, the mercy that you have shown us, God, throughout our life. We thank you. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed and productive work week. And I'll catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.